All right, we're back on the record. And at this time, Ms. Krause, do you have anything further on behalf of Highland Crude?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Are there any members of the public who would like to offer public testimony at this time? Okay, it appears not. Before we go into any closing statements and commissioner's closing comments, Ms. Krause, anything you'd like to address?
We just would like to address some of the late filed exhibits that have been discussed, Your Honor.
Sure.
I've been keeping a list of some of the items, and the first item that we would offer as a late filed exhibit would be the depth of cover verification that the commissioners have requested. The second exhibit would be a map showing the interconnect of the Newtown expansion with the Market Center system. Third would be the email correspondence with the tribal entity that Mr. Hsu requested regarding the avoidance or any significant sites impacted by the project. The fourth would be the cause of the pinhole leak, and the company would like to submit some information, whether it be an affidavit, just explaining that information when we can provide that to the commission. The fifth item would be the bore depths that Commissioner Fedorchuk requested, and I just would like to request clarification on that, Commissioner. Did you want bore depth just for the Little Knife River,
yes,
then? Okay. So that will be the fifth late filed exhibit. The sixth would be the smart pigging information. And if this is what the commissioner was anticipating, just the history and frequency, if that answers your questions. The seventh would be the waivers that Commissioner Christman requested, and the company will submit those. And then the last item, the company was just provided the final versions of the certifications relating to order provisions yesterday. And just as a prudent operator, the company would like a chance to review the two certifications. There's one for new facility construction and then the conversion. And the company would just like to go through those very thoroughly and then submit those as a late filed exhibit as well.
Mr. Hsu?
Your Honor, I was just thinking, in addition to that, I think for the certification exhibit that counsel was talking about, I think we should leave room to have a affidavit accompanying that as well for the company, if any clarifications are required.
Could you clarify that for the company, please?
In case there are any changes that need to be made to the certification document, there may need to be room for the company to make any certifications that they feel that they can make regarding that, as opposed to just straight up changing the whole thing. And I want to leave that option open.
Okay.
And
so
as I was sitting here thinking about that.
Sure. So instead of changes to the certification, you would just anticipate some type of affidavit if necessary?
It depends, and I apologize. I should have brought this up earlier, because I was thinking if, for example, if there's a provision that you don't find that it works for you, we may be able to negotiate taking it out or something of that nature. However, that we may be able to replace it with three certifications of things that you would be willing to do in a place, or items as well. I mean, ultimately, you don't have to certify anything, but if there were, it just leaves flexibility to move with it going forward.
I mean, sure, I don't think we're going to have any issues, but, you know, we just want to be able to take a look at it, in particular with modifications that were made, we received late last night. So, I mean, I don't have an issue with that.
If that's how Your Honor would allow that to proceed, I mean, the company would be fine with that. I'm not sure the best way to handle that issue.
Your Honor, I would just like to leave that attached with the last exhibit that we were talking about. We can leave it all as one, the certification documents as well as an attached affidavit.
That's fine. So I mean, right now the late filed exhibit, it's the certification documents there, and it may be that is all that's submitted, assuming there's no changes. But if Highland Crude has concerns or suggested changes, you're asking that be submitted in form of an affidavit?
Along with that, Your Honor.
that's fine. If
that way the record would be open for it.
If that's how the PSC wishes to proceed, the company can go along with that.
Okay. If the parties are agreeable, we'll leave it at that then. And Ms. Krause, if you could start with, I guess, Exhibit 8 for your first late filed, and then that'll get us through 15 will be the final late filed exhibit. Any other matters before closing arguments, Ms. Krause?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Hsu?
Nothing, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Krause, do you have a closing statement?
Not really, Your Honor. The company would just like to thank the commission for the opportunity to appear in front of you today and look forward to a quick decision on the application. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hsu, anything?
Nothing further,
Your Honor. Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Well, thanks, everybody. Appreciate all the good discussion today and the patience in getting to the bottom of some of the issues. These conversions are always a little bit touchy. When I first started on the commission a couple years ago, I was pretty apprehensive about the whole conversion process because it is, you know, giving the company a certificate for a route that already exists. And our whole point is siting. And so that just naturally feels like something you need to be doing ahead of time. But and then the route can also be used, as the law has evolved, for additional projects down the road. So it is really important that we thoroughly look at not just the route but the corridor, make sure everybody knows what's in it, what needs to be avoided, if there's any exclusion areas, et cetera, because once you get the permit in the route corridor, you can add potentially another line in this area. So we do our best, and I'm comfortable with the process we've come up with over the last couple of years for reviewing these projects, even post-construction, and going through virtually all the same issues that we would have covered if this line hadn't been constructed and in the ground already. And kudos to the company for getting through all that information and for your environmental experts to be thorough in their review as well. It does give us a chance. The one good thing is it gives us a chance to look at the reclamation after the fact and get a sense for how things are going. And I appreciate that as well, because the reclamation is often one of the sore spots with the landowners. And so that's a good piece of it. And as we move through this, you know, development in the Bakken and the growth of this really dynamic industry, it's important, and North Dakota's worked hard to be flexible, to work with the companies to adapt and to meet your needs while also protecting and maintaining true to the mission and our requirements under the law. And so that's not always a balance that makes everybody happy, but we do our best to meet folks halfway. And I also recognize that it's valuable for everybody, including the landowners and the folks in our state, to maximize existing infrastructure. And so having pipelines in the ground that the companies can add storage, additional pressure, and maximize and double the capacity, that's good. That's a good thing for everybody. And we want to encourage that. So thanks for helping us get to that end, and we'll work through the last remaining exhibits. We have found that we're kind of bound by you guys getting us that information, so we'll need a couple weeks to look through it, review it. Our commission meetings are every 2 weeks, so you can look at our schedule and kind of estimate based on when you get us that information when you're going to be able to, at the earliest, get your order. And we try to get through this stuff in an efficient way, thorough but efficient, and get you guys an answer, you know, without a lot of delay. So thanks for your for all your information today. We look forward to working through the remaining stuff that comes in and making a decision on this.
Commissioner Christman?
Not much to add. I think we have everything we need between what we have already heard today and the exhibits, as well as the late filed exhibits once we get them. One of the important things that it seems like we often don't give a lot of thought to, because over the last couple of years it's always worked so well, is our recording. And in some of these cases, especially if they become controversial, that recording is very important, and Dakota Sound has done just such a fabulous job. It is electronics, but it seems like everything always works when we come to these hearings. And in light of the other site location getting flooded out and having to move quickly, and yet we were able to start right on time, I just really appreciate your work all the time. So thank you. And I also just would point out how quick this hearing went. I believe this is Ms. Krause's first case handling it all alone, and I don't know what else to attribute it to, but it sure seems like this morning's a model of efficiency with Ms. Krause at the helm over there. So,
well, thank you, Commissioner.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. That will conclude the public hearing on this matter.